Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
My name is Ryan. I'm joined by doctor, author, best-selling author, Dr. Tony Lodge.
Doctor.
That's top-selling doctor as
a
doctor.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, of course. And we're calling the Gold Coast.
Whee!
And we're calling Dunny.
Oh, is that you we're calling?
From one Dunny to another, it's Sarah Dunford. Or are we not saying last names? Do we?
I don't know. We'll ask her.
Let's drop it.
Hello.
Dunny! Hello.
She's like, no, don't call me that.
Do you associate with being a Dunny or nah?
I do, yeah.
Oh, are you a Dunny?
I am.
Ryan gets a Dunny as well.
Yeah, it feels good. Feels right. From one Dunny to another, will you approve this podcast?
Of course I will.
Oh, yes. What a legend. Right. Oh, not full of shit after all.
We've heard them before. Yeah. We've actually heard all
no,
of them.
No, but
we've
it was just a joke.
Jokes. There is no jokes about toilets that we haven't heard.
Oh, well, see, I get like, oh, well, you're a lodge. Can I live inside you? You know?
I'd love to get inside. I'm sorry. We started.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Run the thing.
Hi, it's Sarah from the Gold Coast, and I approve this podcast.
All right, welcome to the show. Welcome. Coming up today.
What are we doing today?
The most embarrassing thing that can happen in a workplace.
Hang on. Last week you had the most embarrassing thing that can happen in the city.
Yeah.
Now we're doing workplace.
Because I've experienced it and I'm sick of being... And in this case, I wasn't bullied by Tony, unlike last week.
I was going to say, I don't remember embarrassing
no.
you.
But I think you might have seen, Tony, the aftermath.
Oh, okay.
And or you might have just seen some people looking weird and trying to pretend like everything was cool and but like
okay.
And I reckon anyone who works in a busy workplace will
all right.
It's not ideal.
Okay.
It's not ideal. But first, things non-Australians love about Australians.
See, I haven't been to Hollywood.
So right. I've heard.
So I haven't been to America and you studied, like you went to college in America.
Oh, I'm sick of hearing about it.
Yeah. But so, because you did that and like lots of my friends that either, you know, spent their gap year in America yep. or England or whatever, they always say like, oh, you just open your mouth and people love it.
Yep.
People love it when I do that as well for a different reason. But that people like hear the accent and go, oh, I love an Aussie accent.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know because as we've discussed, when we hear an Australian accent on a TV show, it makes me want to vomit.
Or when you're travelling and you hear another Aussie and you go, we're actually not with them.
No, I don't know that guy. He's not with me. Oh. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Diane writes through.
Hi, Diane.
I love how Australians are friends with spiders. Like if they see one inside, they'll catch it in a container and be like, hey girl, you lost. Let me find you a nice tree outside. But here in America, we either call the exterminators or burn the whole house down. Now you were scrunching a bit of a face. You're not.
Oh, I think it's a common misconception that we're fine with it. I think like we
if there's
live...
a spider in your house, what do you do?
You'd
murder him, wouldn't you?
It depends.
You're a cold-hearted killer.
If it's like a daddy long legs,
yeah.
I'll just leave it.
Yeah.
Like there's a daddy long legs with a massive web full of little insects in our bedroom at the moment
yeah.
that I'm leaving because he's having fun. He's having a little snack. Yeah. That's fine. If it was a dangerous spider, I would kill it now because of Pippa.
Okay.
Because she loves bugs.
Right.
Like whenever there's a moth or a fly or something, yep. she's like pounces yep. like at them. I've been bitten by a spider. Have you ever been bitten by a spider?
No. Is it like bad?
Yeah. It was really bad. So shit. I pulled... So this is another really Australian thing. My washing was on the line outside.
Yep.
On the heels hoist down the back.
Yep.
Shoulder. And I pulled my sports bra off the line and like just put it straight on. And
oh.
And there was a spider that had like crawled up inside like the like underarm oh. kind of like strap.
You?
Yeah. And it bit me. And
swell
I,
up?
Well, yeah, I went to the emergency room.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
That's serious.
My dad took me to the hospital. Yeah, because it was just like it swelled up so quickly
shit.
And I didn't know what type of spider it was.
That makes it hard.
Yeah.
Well, snake. Oh, if the brown snake, we give you this. If it's the black, we give you that. What was
yeah.
it? I don't know.
I have no idea.
So we had a big, hairy, thick one.
Yeah, like a huntsman kind of vibe?
I guess. I'm not great with names, but it was on the wall and Bridget was sort of freaking.
Yeah.
So I got like last night's takeaway Thai plastic container.
Yeah, you make sure it's clean before you put that against the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I put that up and held it on the wall.
And then and the then paper underneath?
Or I got the lid of the container and then like snapped it shut.
Yep.
And but here was the problem, right? So then I go into the backyard and I went to like throw it off the balcony. But like I was like, I can't unclick the thing fast enough for it because I didn't want it to go on my hand. So I was like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to rip the lid off. And then as I'm ripping the lid, I'm going to throw both the lid and the thing off the balcony.
Oh, yeah, just toss the whole thing.
And so then I just threw it off and didn't open it. So then I had to go down
and like reopen the spider.
Yeah, and then reopen it again and let it go.
Oh.
But I think that's sort of a common thing to do is you kind of like let it
be. Glass
get it out of the house.
The glass and the paper normally,
Blake says, I love how the word oi means 500 different things to Australians depending on the length, volume, and pitch of the oi.
Yeah.
Should we have a conversation using only ois?
Well, that might be confusing. We can.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
If you're hearing this, it means we didn't edit it out. Oi.
Oi?
Oi.
Oi.
Oi?
Oi.
Oh, oi.
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 Okay, what just happened?
We tried to have sex with each other and I said, you need to stop.
Yeah. I thought it was on. Tony said, no, we believe in consent.
Oi means oi.
And then we decided to respectfully go our mutual ways. Yeah, I felt that. Jacob says, I love how Australians are on the front line for us Americans when it comes to Mondays.
What?
Getting in first and taking the heat of the battle against the week every single time.
Oh, the time difference.
You Aussies deserve to head off for the weekend early each week as you do.
I like that.
That's very clever, Jacob. It took you a little bit, but it can say when I first read that comment, it took me significantly longer.
Right. I do often think about how crazy it is. Like, time difference is something that I like. Basically cannot get my head around.
We know.
It really, I just can't get it.
So last week we did a live stream.
I don't actually think that I can deal with this again.
All I'll say is that I tried to do it 7 times and say here all the time. And then even the last one still wasn't
so
right.
I always say, Ryan, just say it's blah time in Melbourne, AEST.
And you figure it out.
And just everybody else, because now in the iPhone, there's like the world clock and it's easy to figure out. You can literally Google it. Like if it's 8 a.m. in Melbourne, what time is it in Orlando?
That's what I did.
Right? No, but you didn't because you fucked it up. And then you wrote down and you wrote all these times you've gone to all this effort, which was wrong anyway. But then you wrote like Wednesday the 13th and Thursday the 13th
instead of that. That didn't help anyone.
Which, yeah, so it was very confusing.
Question. If I said to you, Tony Lodge, cool, I'll meet you there at 9 o'clock London time.
Yeah.
You would just go, oh, I'm not going to figure that out.
But like, only because why would you do that?
Well, that's what you're saying I should do to everyone else.
No, but if you're joining a live stream, there's I feel like because there's so many different people.
That's on them.
It's like, yeah, but if you give one concrete time.
Yeah.
Then it's up to everybody to like work backwards.
That's your problem. Yep.
Yeah, whereas if you give 6 different times that none of them add up to being the same time.
Yeah, that didn't help.
You know what I mean?
I put my hand
that's
up.
That's why
that
no
one
came.
Yeah. Yeah.
No we one just, came to do yoga with me
we
because you gave them the wrong time.
Just doing yoga by ourselves. Now, I don't know if Lee's in on this joke.
Oh, Lee.
Or if Lee is getting made fun of, but he doesn't know.
Okay.
I don't know where I stand with Lee. Lee is from America.
Hi, Lee.
And recently did a trip in Australia.
Yep.
And Lee is saying something he loved, but I just the way it reads, it makes Lee seem a bit special.
Okay.
I love how Australians just call things as they are. When I was traveling around Australia, there was a road called Poison Swamp Road. And so I asked the driver, why is it called that? And the driver goes, because the road's near a poison swamp. Why else would you call it that? Says Lee, gotta love that. what's your read on this situation, Tony Lodge? It seems like the bus driver was making fun of Lee and Lee doesn't know that.
Yeah, because that would, you know...
And he's written, oh, gotta love that, don't
Lee,
you?
Lee, he's seen you coming, mate. That's the thing, yeah.
Fucking this guy. There's a poison swamp across the road.
Yeah. I
love that.
I'm just confused. What? Yeah.
And that's why Lee loves Australia.
Yeah, well, Lee, we'd love to have you back, mate.
Thanks for coming.
Hopefully you figure out the time difference.
Yeah. Don't let me plan your trip. Now, I'm just sending you something here, Tony.
Okay.
I have sent you this from Natalie. Natalie says, everything I love about Australia is in this note left for a delivery driver.
All right.
So you know how you order Uber Eats and it's like, is there a message for the driver?
Yeah. All right. Restaurant notes. No doorbell. You yell oi really loud.
Okay. So this is extremely funny, but put yourself in the shoes of the delivery driver.
Yeah.
Do you go, well, that's what they said for me to do, so I'm going to do it? Or are you being stitched up? Or how are you feeling delivering the food?
I'm probably thinking to myself, if I don't do it, they'll make fun of me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like if I go, g'day, guys, like what, you know, I've got Hello. Your food. Yeah. G'day, mate. Or whatever. They're going to go, nah, it's not what we said, mate.
And then you just hear this. Read what it says.
Yeah, you know, and you know that it's probably like young kids who have like taken mum's credit card for the weekend because they've got, you know, mum and dad are away.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, we'll make him say it. We'll make him say the C word, guys. We'll do it. We'll get him to say it.
Because what I reckon would be great is, so I've had Uber Eats with grandma. And like, if I just leave that little note and then like the delivery driver rocks up, yells that out, and grandma's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that's the thing. She'd probably complain.
Yeah.
Because you would, like, if you weren't expecting it, you'd go, whoa, probably not.
Grandma wouldn't take it through formal channel. She'd just let them know.
Oh.
What she thought was the right and wrong way to greet yourself at the door.
Excuse me?
What did you just say?
Is that how you announce yourself at someone's home?
Yeah.
What would you do? Yell it out?
I'd want to be the cool guy who, like, did it.
Yeah.
But I'd be too scared of, like,
What if it was a stitch-up?
I would order pizza to someone else's house across the street just to witness that.
Oh, I think...
You wouldn't give up a margarita, though.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're like, that is pretty funny, but I'm not giving away this pizza.
Yeah, but I really want the pizza. Yeah, I wouldn't risk it.
Fuck, how good's garlic bread?
Oh. There's this pizza place that Torbs and I like.
Yeah.
And it's like a New York pizza place.
Mm.
It's called Sal's. And they do garlic knots. So it's like a little...
Stop it.
It's really good.
Stop it.
And they come with that ranch dipping sauce. So, it's very good. Sorry, we've gotten off topic.
We're off topic.
We stopped talking about pizza.
That'll do us, like as in pizza will throw us.
Oh, yeah.
Up next, something's happened in the workplace. I'm embarrassed. I need to put it out there.
You read the receipt on the Uber Eats, didn't you?
Hey, it's Sarah from the Gold Coast, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. You can check it out at any time. Joel P, love that, thank you. Shannon Chubb, Mingyok Lee, Ken Miller, Shannon Dollard, Charlie Pierce, and Alexandra Brain. Love that.
Thanks, Brain.
Good on you, Brainy.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
When is a moment that you would have fake coughed? When in your life do you reckon you've fake coughed?
As in like kind of thing? Or
could
like,
be that, yeah.
Or like coughing to cover a fart or something.
There's a great example. What else you got there?
Yeah, probably to get someone's attention.
Yeah.
Like if Torbs and I are somewhere and he's like not reading my body English.
Sorry, he's not reading my body angle.
But he's
I'm
not
facing
reading,
down, Torbs.
I'm ready,
take me,
mate.
Take me.
But yeah, if he's not like kind of picking up what I'm putting down, if I've got to go, you know, another really good one is when you're like waiting at like a butcher's counter,
yep,
or like in a cafe or something, and you don't want to ding the bell, or you don't want to go
dinging
oh,
the
excuse
bell.
Me.
Is there a way to ding the bell that's not aggressive?
No. It's the same as beeping when someone doesn't go at a traffic light and you want to just do a little pip.
A soft touch.
You just want to do a little pip. Yeah. But when you're standing.
They're facing the other way. They're cutting up the meat.
But you're standing at the counter or whatever and you don't want to ding the bell and you don't want to go, excuse me, because you're happy waiting.
Yeah.
But you just know they haven't seen you yet. And you do a little cough and you go, and they go, oh, sorry. And you go, oh, no, you're right. I'm still looking. And you play it cool. That's what I do.
I will often put my phone down on the counter.
Oh, so there's like a sound?
A sound, or just like jingle my keys a little bit.
Yeah.
Just so they'll go, oh, someone's walked in, I can hear their keys. Little do they know that I'm like rummaging around.
Oh, yeah, yep. To try and be like, I need to get some steaks and go home. Yeah. Yep.
One of the other times you will fake cough.
Yeah.
Is if you're in the bathroom stall
and you hear someone
else coming into the toilet.
Oh, and you want to kind of
like go as if to
occupado.
Say
occupado.
It's the occupado cough.
Yeah. Yeah, I have done that.
Yeah. Yeah. And they go, oh, that one's taken.
Yeah.
So
I've actually, the thing that you just said about rattling, if you got keys on you or something, you kind of like rummage around a bit. So they go, oh, it's obviously someone.
Oh,
there.
And are you saying that you might cough to cover a splash?
Yeah, a cough on a plop. Yeah, I think that's pretty common. Just a little, just to try and cover it all. I also do that when you're pulling the toilet paper. If it's a noisy,
jiggly one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was forced to do the fake cough here at work because I was in the bathroom, number two. And I heard footsteps.
Towards that, because the floorboards are quite creaky
here
at work. So you can hear someone coming a mile away.
And do you trust on the twisty thing when it's like green for vacant, red occupied? Because you know how I feel like the colours over time don't match up all the way?
Yeah, it doesn't actually turn when it's supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think there's a pretty old doors down the back there. I don't know if it correlates well. And so I just wanted to make it really clear.
That you were in there.
Yeah, and I didn't want someone barging in.
Yeah, and because if you're doing a sit as well, you're on display.
You're wide open.
Yeah. Like, hate to say it, but you are wide open. All your goodies are out.
Okay, let's talk about trust.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, one being no trust at all, 10 being like safe as a house, locked in, no need to worry, how would you rate the locks on the doors here at work?
The one on the right's all good. The one on the left isn't great.
Number? I'd say 2 or 3.
I was going to go 4 at a push.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you push on it even a little bit, it'll open right up.
Yeah, so don't go 4 and a push.
Because it looks like
no
someone's yanked it and the wood's kind
of
come
out
away.
The wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm aware of the dodgy lock.
You're in the
I'm in that
on the
one.
Left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the 4 out of 10, dropping a 2 out of 10. And I hear the footsteps.
Yeah.
And now I know is that if you lean forward as far as you can but still keeping your butt where it needs to be, you can get close but not all the way to the lock.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know if that's proper locked. I'm coughing. I'm leaning forward with my hand out to try and like just, you know, jiggle the lock
over.
Even more just to double
check. So you hadn't locked it?
Well, again, I thought I had, but because it was the 4 out of 10, you got to get like, you can easily think
you
that you've locked it.
You have to pull it all the way back.
It's like, I thought I'd locked it and I was like, oh no. So Darcy, who's a podcast producer who works in the building, works on another podcast, it was him.
And he's like a quiet guy.
He's a real quiet guy.
You know how there's some people that if you're in an awkward situation, you know that they'll kind of like unawkward the situation because they'll go, oh, mate, fuck, sorry. And then it's kind of over. He's pretty awkward.
Here's a question I never thought I would have to ask you.
Who would I want to walk in on me in the toilet in this building?
No, but let's go with that.
Okay. All right. Let me answer that first. Dill Buckley.
Yep.
Because he would just unawkward it straight away.
Would you trust me to unawkward it?
We'd get content out of it. So,
I'll get a story out of
that. Yeah, so that's pretty good. Probably not, actually. I think that you'd be sorry.
Yeah, like when I yelled the baby's name out.
Yeah. You know, like I think that maybe you'd panic a little bit.
So Darcy just opens the door.
Oh, sees you sitting there and you're doing the lean hand out.
Yeah. I almost grabbed his dick. Because he's walking in, he needs to pee. And again, even not that there's a good way to be sitting on the toilet, but like when you leaned out stretching, like trying to grab it, and he just walks in. And I don't know if he was like on his phone or anything, but he got like a full step in before he realised.
Because the door kind of, it opens
out. Yeah.
So he opened the door and kind of went to go.
Maybe I could have reached the door, but as he pulled it away,
it got even further away.
And then I reckon he'd got a step in before he realised I was there. So he was like, not just like open the door, he was in the room.
Okay, so I need a reenactment.
No, please
don't. Of the
please
sound.
No,
because you know when you're caught in a really awkward position and you make like a weird noise and you go,
I know exactly what you're
saying. So is that what happened? So, all right, so you realise there's someone coming.
Okay, first of all, I just need to give some context to the sound.
Yeah.
I was not, I don't want to use this word. I don't want to use this word.
Were you pooing?
No, but this word... This...
What?
Okay, forget what you think about the word straining. Forget that. I see you pulling face. Forget that. I was straining at, like, in the lean for the door. Not straining... Not to get it out. Yeah. Straining to go
Ooh,
forward.
Does number two work?
Yeah, no, a different strain. That's a number butt strain. Yeah. This was an arm reach strain.
Yeah.
And then that sound moved into a oh, no. And
so I could do the sound. Okay. So, all right. So I'll be Darcy, who was walking steps. Towards it. Yeah. So the... Yeah.
And then I'll do the cough. And then you do the open. Right. And then I'll make the sound.
All right. That was, is that what Darcy did?
No, I would prefer that he did that. He just went, oh. And like almost stood there for a second to kind of like go, what's happening? Like, I don't understand. Went, oh. And just stood there in the room. Not like
get
said,
out.
And then he stepped back and walked and then it's like, oh. And then walked off. He could have at least shut the door when he left.
He didn't shut the door?
Well, I had to go back and grab it. And then I came out and he was in a meeting, so I couldn't do the
Have you brought it up with him since? Oh,
yeah. I wanted to straight away because you're like, well, this is just...
Because the longer you leave it, it seems like you're just trying to ignore it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say?
Well, there was lots of people around, so I tried to make it funny.
What did you say?
Oh, I just said that Darcy and I are really good friends because there's no part of me that he hasn't seen now.
See, I would have... You know what I would have done? I would have gone back out there and been like, oh, Dallas, I'm just going to the bathroom. Did you want to come with me again? That's what I would have done.
Damn it. That's so much better.
Yeah,
you're so much better at this than me.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Yeah,
because I feel like then it's like, oh, did you want to come with me? You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I invited you last time. Invite you, you know?
Can I just put something out there?
Yeah. I mean, what haven't you put out there recently in our office? Yep.
If you hear a cough, why are you just opening bathroom doors willy nilly?
I think that's a little bit on him.
Yeah, no, it's all on him.
Yeah, I think it is. Because you were doing what you're supposed to do in the toilet.
Yeah, and I feel like doing the cough is like...
That's a universal, oh, someone's letting me know.
It was twisted, so I'm assuming it was hopefully kind of red on the back. Like enough for you to look at it and go, oh, I wonder... Because I always, if I see the door closed, I'll just...
I just go to the other one.
Or I just go, I wonder if someone's there. And then kind of, you know, then I'll get a vibe.
Normally, I just go to the other... If the door is shut, I just go to the other one.
Yep.
But, yeah, it is a bit... It's a bit hairy.
Don't say hairy. Now that you know this...
Yeah.
Can you... Like, I feel like it hasn't been the same with Darcy and I since.
Sure.
Have you felt any tension or just lack of camaraderie between Darcy and I? Now that you know...
Now that you're saying that, I mean, maybe there has been a little bit of penis scene tension.
Mm.
Maybe you have to see Darcy's dick. Maybe that's the, you know...
I laugh, but I actually couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I think
is
that you
have
to...
Is he still here now?
I don't think so. And I'm going to do him a favour and say, no, he's gone. He's gone for the day.
How would I approach this with him?
I would just say, hey, mate, look, you obviously saw my cock the other day.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe things have been a bit weird between us since.
Tunnel Brothers? No.
Would you like to show me your dick? Because we don't have HR, so what's he going to do?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to save Dart? No.
Well, aside from Darcy's dick, what did you love to see?
Don't say it like that. Last week, we revealed that Tarpa Seren in Perth received the new saxophone mouthpiece.
Yes.
From the Fuck It Fund.
From the Fuck It Fund.
It's tonyandryan.com.au.
Our first recipient.
A message has come through from Seren.
Oh, hi, Seren.
Just got my marks back from my performance exam. I got 80%, which is 15% higher than my last year's mark for the same performance. Thanks again. It's given me so much more confidence. It sounds so much better. I'm super grateful for the mouthpiece and the TARP community for allowing me to get this.
Seren.
Yeah, I agree with Cam. We're clapping. You going to clap, Tony? Oh, she's clapping.
I love that.
I love
that. See, I think that it is sometimes you just need that confidence, eh?
Yep.
And because they had that in them the whole time.
Yep.
You know?
Is it like a placebo?
Well, I mean, they're probably... It was an expensive mouthpiece, so I hope it's more than just a placebo.
Yeah, fucking better not be.
But you know what I mean? I reckon that Saren could play like that the whole time.
Love it. Killing
they
it.
Just needed the confidence.
Keep doing it.
That's amazing.
Keep doing
it. You fucking love to see that.
Yeah. What do you love to see?
James Fry shared this in our Facebook group. My partner and I just told each other, I love you, and also recently decided to move in together this summer.
Whoa.
Couldn't be happier.
That's some big steps right
there. Love that, James. We had some awkward I love you stories that we shared on the pod a little while ago. Sounds like James's went a lot better than those.
Do you and Torbs want to move in with me and Bridge?
Sure.
Would you really?
No empty offers. Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're right. There are no empty offers. What time will you come around?
Well, obviously, you know... It's a Monday, traffic. Maybe give it a couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There will be a new addition.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm great with babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's I could be a little nanny.
Oh, a little live-in
au pair. I'll be an au pair.
You'd be a great.
Yeah, look at this au pair. I shaked my boobs.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And so I'm saying shaked. Shook.
Shook.
I shook my boobs. Shaked. I didn't shaked. I shaked my boobs.
Don't
no, that's shook.
Your boobs.
I'm wearing a different bra.
Okay.
Do they look huge?
No,
don't. No, I'm embarrassed. I'm wearing a different bra because I'm wearing like a t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
You know, when normally I just wear like a Skims bralette.
Gotcha.
But I'm wearing like an actual bra. What, is it too much?
Is it weird that I don't notice when you get a haircut, but I did notice that?
No.
Okay.
You're always creeping on me in the bathroom. Sorry. That was just like a throwback from
earlier. Yeah, I know, but...
Sorry.
I was the creepy, not the creeper.
Oh, yeah. True.
Well, I think we should see Darcy's dick. What should we call this episode? Should we name it after him?
No. Because, no. As then I said, there is no HR, so it seems quite...
Because then he might listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's true.
Yeah, that is true. All right, we'll chat to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Fuck. Love you. Bye.